Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, 3 o'clock hour here on The Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well. And our two former Packers now, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. And now leaping into the studios, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, rocking a fresh new neck beard. Welcome in, man.
You know what I always wonder, like when you do this show so many times, that sometimes you don't want to be bothered when, like, you know, like you guys see each other pretty much every day when you're not off.
Sure.
Like, sometimes you... How do you come in and, like, say, hi, how's it going, Bill? How's it going, Gary? Do y'all even speak to each other, or you just sit down and go?
Well, I feel like a lot of it, when you have the 20 hours in one room together where you constantly have to talk,
yeah.
I feel like you know more about exactly, like, I can predict pretty much, I feel like, what Steve is going to say.
Oh, okay.
Even though I don't know, because I feel like I've heard you about 155 times.
And yeah. You just got here. Imagine what Gary thinks.
Right.
Gary really knows where I'm coming from most times before I talk. We've been working around each other so long. Right? More so than even you do, baby T.
Yeah,
you don't
like
need
me.
Pleasantries, I think, at that point. Do
well,
you?
I mean, we have pleasantries.
Right.
I mean, you pleasantries. Have pleasantries.
You and know. You'll still text off the air and do all the other stuff that goes along with it.
I think every now and then it's odd that the four of us would leave the studio during a break.
Four of us.
Every now and then we sit here, it's just silence.
There are assumptions that don't talk to each other at all.
I know, like during the break, just like,
just quiet.
And I'm thinking, and I'm a talkative, interacting type. I said, these guys don't want to be bothered. Just be quiet.
Okay. So do you sometimes just sit in here and just wonder, like, is it okay if I talk?
I just don't like dead air. I like to, I think that's why most athletes don't do stuff out in the public, because once you say hi and you hear your favorite Brett Favre story, it's dead air.
So I got to ask this.
What do you say then?
I got to know something.
Go ahead.
So you and your wife, right? Just you and her in the car, no kids. You're driving down the road. Who's trying to have a conversation? Who's fine just being quiet?
Well, I think we actually get along great because I'm talking a lot.
That's
what
I
thought. Don't talk a whole lot.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
But if you hit a subject she know, I can't wait till we get to the destination.
But you're not comfortable driving in a quiet car, say, 10 minutes.
We have a rule. If you're driving, you're in charge of the radio. So you can do whatever
that's
you want.
That's good.
She likes to hit Joel Osteen, whatever.
Yeah.
And I like, you know,
part
of Miami, too. Turn that off. I don't want to hear. I said, listen, this is just music. And then if not, then we talk. And, you know, some subjects she talk about, I squirm a little bit. Sometimes I know she squirm.
But there does have to be audio if you're in the car. Like, you got to hear something. You can't just be sitting dead
silent. If you can't agree on the music or the radio show, you turn off and you talk. Because there's always something about
I'm totally fine in silence. Yeah.
I can't do that.
I can't. That's kind of awkward.
Do you sleep with the TV on?
Doesn't bother me. No.
Like if you're
you
driving.
TV on? Yeah.
So, like, if you're driving, here to, like, 4 or 5 hours away, you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could be on her phone playing a game or whatever, and Jackson's sleeping, and I'm just driving. Yeah. Doesn't bother me in the least.
See, I sleep with the TV on because I don't like it quiet.
Sure. Peace and quiet is a beautiful thing when you have kids.
I don't
at least for me. I don't know about you all.
I'm a windows down kind of guy though, and maybe
windows down.
Always
you get
windows
bugs
down.
In your car.
Always
people
windows
may flick
down.
A cigarette in your car.
My hair's blowing everywhere. This, that, and the other place.
So
music
I can't
blasting
do,
loud.
Sometimes though, I can do windows down. Sunroof for sure.
For sure.
So you just turn your AC off and just let
I ride my AC on sometimes.
Same. And the window down.
The
sunroof open.
But windows not down on the interstate.
Oh yeah.
I would. Sunroof.
Weird. Yeah, but not the window.
No.
You're saying the window on the interstate, too?
Oh, for sure.
That's
cruise.
Too loud.
Yeah,
so why do you
loud.
Have the
don't you hear my headphones?
Sun?
Yes, son.
But you said you're part deaf in one ear.
Sure, that
so
also
So that's
helps.
Different. Yeah, so you don't really hear all the sound.
It's not part deaf.
That's what he said.
I am.
Everything you tell it, don't always believe it. It's a lot of hyperbole in there.
You're saying he's lying to me?
Well, I wouldn't use the word.
Dude, I believed you. You're lying to me?
No, I am.
Yeah, okay.
Quarter deaf, actually, in both ears.
Quarter deaf.
How you know it's a quarter, Gary?
That's what he said.
How you know it's a quarter?
That's how you know. He said he's a quarter.
That's what the doctor said. That's what the doctor said.
That doctor should lose his license if he told you that.
What'd you say?
He should lose his license.
414-799-1250.
You know Aaron Rodgers hears everything.
He hears absolutely everything,
yes, he does.
Leroy.
He hears everything.
If anything he's listening to, I can definitely tell Aaron Rodgers is probably the elite guy, elite member on Pro Football Focus. He wants every pick that they're given, anything possible they can write. Mm-hmm. And he definitely saw the latest Pro Football Focus rankings of starting quarterbacks that had a little bit of disrespect to him. And I'll take this to you guys. And everybody at 414-799-1250.
How do we know he saw this?
Is Aaron Rodgers still an elite quarterback? As Pro Football Focus ranks the 32 starting quarterbacks in pro football, the top three come in as Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Patrick Mahomes. And why that's significant is they're in a tier of their own, according to those guys. And tier one is where Brady, Brees, and Mahomes are. High-end quarterbacks who can carry a team. They have high percentages of positively graded plays while limiting negatively graded throws. And they're most likely to achieve high-end passing production no matter what the supporting cast looks like in a given year. So, for me, as a Packer fan, that's what I feel like I've come accustomed to Aaron Rodgers being. No matter what was around him, he is going to be able to make plays. They say no, and in that sense, that kind of is the definition of elite, isn't it?
You know why people say no? Because every now and then we get phone calls, people always say, get talent around him. If you're an elite quarterback, you don't say that. You just play who you play.
And you would be in tier two. You'd be in tier two where Aaron Rodgers, the fourth-ranked quarterback in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus, comes where quarterbacks who can move the chains and take care of the ball more likely to elevate teammates and achieve top-end production, even with lesser supporting casts.
One second. Mm-mm. Okay, Leroy.
Uh-oh.
Mm. So you say if you're elite, it doesn't matter really about the talent around you, right? But if Brett Favre was able to do what Brett Favre was able to do with the offense that he had, offensive talent that he had around him, which I would say was good offensive talent, right? Yep. He had good offensive players. Antonio Freeman was
good
wide receiver, right? Dorsey Levens, Edgar Bank, good running backs, good players.
Yeah,
special Hall of Fame type players.
He had Sterling Sharp for a few years.
Right, but if we're talking about now, he's the closest to Hall of Fame. His career got cut short, but he did not have Hall of Fame wide receiver. He did not have a Hall of Fame running back around him. Is his career better? Do y'all win more if Ted would have gotten him a Hall of Fame type player at wide receiver or running back, and his numbers then look all that much better?
Well, he wanted Randy Moss, and they didn't get it.
Yep,
so every guy wants that guy, but I don't need it.
But don't you think look at Tom Brady. When he had Randy Moss, right? Because that's who got him and not the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. They went undefeated during the regular season. They were throwing up. No, you're right. Tyreek that. But they put up stupid numbers on offense.
Rewrote the single-season passing records.
But every Packer fan, well, maybe not every, most Packer fans were watching that going, my God.
Should have been Brett.
If this is Brett Favre, do you know how good he would have been? Do you know where this team could have been had he been on this team? So while you say, well, if you're elite, you don't need it. Okay, Tom Brady hasn't had elite wide receivers outside of Randy Moss, Gronkowski, a tight end, fine. But that was in a short spurt for Randy Moss, not a long-term thing. Outside of those, wide receivers have been good, but probably not great wide receivers. Mm-hmm. He's never really had a Hall of Fame running back. He's had solid running backs, but not great running backs from that perspective. Mm-hmm. And he's still able to get it done. But when you have elite talent like Jerry Rice, all due respect to Joe Montana benefited from having Jerry Rice, right? If there's no Jerry Rice, is Joe Montana looked at the same way without Jerry Rice?
Well, John Taylor was very good.
Not great.
Roger Craig was amazing. Yeah, Rathman was
very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Brent Jones.
Yeah, Brent Jones was a good tight end. Steve Novacek probably was better. My thing is, if you're running a system, it's a blind throw. You throw to a spot. If he's there, he's there. Because sooner or later, you can look at everybody who's been with a quarterback. Did you get a max contract? And Devontae Adams, to us, that's a max contract because he's with Aaron Rodgers. but nobody else.
But Leroy, I mean, you throw to a spot. All those guys. You throw to a spot, and a good player's in that spot and makes that catch. Yeah. Great player turns that catch into 10, 15, 20 yards more than what it should be because he breaks a tackle or is able to run away from guys. That's the difference.
Sure. It might. You know, it might not. If you're going to have to rely on all-star caliber people around you, then that's where they come up with these numbers, man. I'm not even one of these football-focused type guys, okay?
Sure, where you're charting every single positive grade play, negatively graded, all that kind of stuff.
But what you're talking about, to me, at the end of the day, Tom Brady should be the only one. He's the only one winning championships. The guy's amazing. I don't know who his receivers were in all six of his championships. I don't know. I don't think he really cared. The guy just throws. He throws the ball probably to James White more than anybody sometimes. What quarterback does that? Nobody is going to do that. If you say, throw it to James White 10 times a game, he's the only guy to do that. Tight ends and running backs. Yes, he had Moss great. He even tried to work with Gordon. They're going to try that again. But to me, it just seemed like every now and then you go to say, well, I got an argument with a guy. Not an argument, with a discussion. They should get better talent around him. I'm like, well, okay. But what if they don't? Should he just retire? Or he still play? Play.
And that is where it comes into the fact of if you're going to have to play with the guys that you have. But at 414-799-1250, is Aaron Rodgers still an elite quarterback? Just look at it from this sense. Is Aaron Rodgers closer to a grouping of Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Patrick Mahomes? Or is he closer to a grouping of Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, and Ben Roethlisberger?
414-799-1250,
414-799-1250, live at 105.7FMTheFan.com, Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Gary?
Yes, sir.
Our Pella Windows and Doors friends going to be hosting us on Friday. People can come out and watch us and see us live.
Guys, we always talk about our good friend Jean Della from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. We love her dearly. And now it's time for you guys to meet her. The new Pella Experience Center's grand opening is next Friday. And the big show will be there from 2 to 6. 19030 West Blue Mound Road, behind Cops.
It's just Friday.
Come in and see us. Meet Gina Della from Pella and see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and doors. Yes, it is this Friday, Leroy Butler. Not next Friday, but it is this Friday. What's today?
Today is the 21st.
Wednesday, Thursday, this Friday.
Day after the Packers play.
You know fall and winter is right around the corner, and now is the time to get your house ready for that. Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin have great deals going on during the grand opening. So come see the big show and hang out with us and the great team from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Friday, this Friday, at Pella Experience Center, 19030 West Blue Mound Road, or go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
414-799-1250. Is Aaron Rodgers still an elite quarterback? Pro Football Focus grouping him in the second cluster. We'll see what Gary Ellerson has to say. And you too, next.
That is to be determined. It's just, I want to wait and see. You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other right now. So we'll play it. That'll be a game time decision.
Matt LaFleur on if Aaron Rodgers will suit up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada tomorrow night. Packers and Raiders.
I don't know how, Gary, you tell me. Okay. Because you're a media guy. You know these guys.
I see if I can.
How does that serve the locker room and the fan base saying, I'm not going to make a decision one way or another for a preseason game?
Because they're not sure whether he's going to play or not, Leroy.
But just sit him.
It appears that they want to get up there and check out the field. Am I right?
That's what's going on.
Well, they want to go up there and get their report on there.
I didn't think of that.
Sure.
I remember Gary said that two weeks ago.
Yeah.
What's that surface like? I said, you know, that's a good point.
Well, I thought
he played in Baltimore.
And I expect that Packer representatives went up there, but if you're Matt LaFleur, I haven't felt on it. I haven't stepped on it. Maybe everybody else in there.
I don't think you can say felt on it, but I know what you're saying.
Haven't been on there to see exactly how it's going to hold up. And if this dude is ultra concerned about getting hurt, and it's been obvious ever since the Jordy injury in 2015. He's only played like six series in 12 games, right? That's what Mike Clemens said yesterday when he was in here. Six series in 12 preseason games since that happened. If he's that concerned about getting hurt, why push his peace of mind in that sense? Just whatever, dude. Just sit him.
Let him do what he wants.
And let him do what he wants. Right. Is Aaron Rodgers still an elite quarterback?
Steve said that, though.
That's what you're doing.
Let him do what he wants.
Right.
You can just say, let him do what he wants.
Support it. As John Gruden said last night, hey, man, I support this guy. This guy coming in here telling me he wants to stand up for what he's doing, I support that. Everybody else does it all year long. We got to get into a little bit of Hard Knocks. Antonio Brown's a fool. 414-799-1250 first. Let's go to the east side. Marcellus is up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How you doing, my brother?
Good, good. Two things I want to touch on is, yes, Aaron Rodgers is very much an elite quarterback, as far as I'm concerned, top two. And two is being generous because he can do everything Tom can do, Mahomes can do, and every other, but he can run also. I was thinking about Breeze as well. Mm-hmm. And Mahomes hasn't done it long enough to be included in that group. Those groups have been through the fire, and they're proving it. So until he do it a few more years, then he can.
I think they don't gauge it by body of work. It was just by last year, basically.
Okay, but also I want to say this. And this is important to me, and I think that you're speaking with me, B-Boy, because Sterling Sharpe is one of my all-time favorite wide receivers, and you have experienced the Packers before Aaron Rodgers, before Brett Favre, and the coming of Brett Favre and after. And before Brett Favre, you know that Sterling Sharpe was basically, even though Lynn was a great throwing quarterback, Sterling Sharpe was basically all the Packers had. And through his first 7 years, his stats was equal to Jerry Rice.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know how come people don't understand that. He was absolutely outstandingly great.
He was one of the first guys, if not the first, to get a real 100 catches. A real 100 catches. Not where they stuff 200 targets. They throw your ball. Hold on, Steve having a panic attack. But, Steve, really, now think about it. 100 catches now. Everybody gets that. But when Sterling did it, and Herman Moore, I remember Herman Moore at 114. I said, that's an amazing feat. But Sterling was doing it with less drops and less targets.
And didn't get credit for it. I'm glad you're on that show. Your show is number one. I'll be bragging on y'all. I'll be bringing fans. Y'all should put me on the payroll. But anyway, I'll be bringing guys to your show.
I appreciate it,
y'all. Outstanding.
Appreciate it, Marcellus.
Thank you so much.
I also want to say Sterling should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that. I agree.
We'll get you on the payroll, Marcellus. Once we get on the payroll.
Andre Reed was the last of his era. You think Steve was the last of his era to get in? Sterling's the last of that era. You know that.
He's not going to get in.
I know, but I'm just saying, remember, Andre Reed took a while.
Sure did.
And then Sterling was, I just wanted them to look at the millennials who are voting now. They didn't see Sterling play, but 100 catches was amazing back in the 90s. That was, now you can make it 11 to 12 guys get that.
Okay, so let's talk about 1,000-yard receivers, okay?
Yeah.
Sterling Sharpe, I just picked a random year. 1992, he had 108 receptions on 162 targets in 16 games played, Leroy. Mm-hmm. He led the NFL in receptions at 108, led the NFL in receiving yards at 1,461. That year, only seven wide receivers, topped 1,000 yards receiving. Sharp, Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice, Andre Rison, Fred Barnett from the Eagles, Anthony Miller from the Chargers, and Eric Martin from the New Orleans Saints. Those were the only ones.
Andre Miller was cold. And I ain't talking to basketball.
Anthony Miller.
Yeah. For San Diego.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
I think he went to a University of Tennessee.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
And had Willie Gauton on them.
Yeah, he was cold.
So, 1,000-yard receivers, seven. Last year, 2018.
Brace yourself, America.
How many 1,000-yard receivers do you think were in the NFL, Baby Tosh?
17.
I would say 20.
What about you, Gary?
1,000-yard receivers. They weren't throwing the ball much back then.
You said,
now. 2018.
Now. Oh, 2018. Now?
Last year.
2018.
1992, they had seven.
Oh, God, yes. 1,000 yards. God, just think of the receiver.
I'm going to say 20, 25.
No, man. No, because you think one each team. Just got to think of the quarterback.
No, two each team, maybe.
Well, think of the quarterbacks.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You only got, like, maybe 10 quarterbacks. So I would say, probably 15, 16.
21.
Oh, Leroy.
Yep.
21 guys had over 1,000 yards in the NFL last year. 100 catches. Again, there was only one in 1992. That was Sterling Sharp. There were 11 guys with over 100 catches, led by Michael Thomas of the Saints with 125.
Well, now it's commonplace.
And Devontae had 111, didn't play the last game. He was going to break a record,
right?
Remember?
Mm-hmm. He was, what was he, like six away from the record for the Packers to break that record for him. And he's going to get close to 175, 180 targets this year at least.
So when you're talking about elite, if you can develop another guy with that, I think that'll keep Aaron Rodgers where he needs to be. And I think one and two tiers is phenomenal. I don't think he can drop under that.
Right, and for him to drop under that, the grouping that he's in the Tier 2 category, and this is from Pro Football Focus, having Aaron Rodgers as the fourth starting quarterback in the NFL, ranked 1 to 32 in the tier of quarterbacks who can move the chains and take care of the football, more likely to elevate teammates and achieve top-end production even with lesser supporting casts. With Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson following him up, Matt Ryan, Big Ben, Philip Rivers, and Baker Mayfield cracking the top 10. Mm. But he's not, Gary, in the grouping with the three guys that are leading the charge in Brady, Breeze, Mahomes. For you, how does this reflect on Aaron Rodgers if he is still an elite quarterback in your eyes?
Well, the problem is he is still an elite quarterback until proven that he isn't. So I think he still has proven that. The joke has been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been Rodgers' thing as of late, and he's been hurt with serious injuries. So, but I still think, you know, he's got the arm strength. He's got all that stuff to where he was. I think we're going to see a different Aaron Rodgers this year. Well, it should be a different Aaron Rodgers because this offense doesn't really lend itself for a lot of downfield pass. Now, a lot like Ben Finnell says, will he go outside the box? We don't know that. But most certainly, he's still an elite quarterback. He's still a top five quarterback in the league. Until we see some huge slippage. I haven't seen any slippage. The only thing that we've seen is him be hurt.
And that availability and accountability can go on that. But when you're gutting out for 15 starts on what had a fracture in a leg, that's a different quality.
Well, that was a big issue, his knee. I mean, we don't know how much that hurt him not throwing, stepping into his passes and those types of things.
414-799-1250 in Brown Deer. Michael called 414-799-1250. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. Michael, is Aaron Rodgers still elite?
Well, you know what? The caller that just called was saying something about it, and then Leroy Butler said they were referring to last year. Well, if you're referring to last year, no, I don't believe he was a elite quarterback. I don't believe he performed elitely. And then just like you just said, that availability and the injuries have something to do with it. So I mean, don't say because Aaron Rodgers wasn't available last year. You know, I think that has a lot to do with it, but. What have you done for me lately? When's the last time he's been to a Super Bowl? It's almost like when they win, just like Brett Favre, it's because of Aaron Rodgers. When they lose, it's not because of Aaron Rodgers. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. If the team loses, he loses.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, we still have to see what he's going to do this year. I don't think they'll go to the Super Bowl. So would that make him elite? He may be in the top five. But that's because of what he's done, his work.
Sure, his resume keeps him in that conversation, not necessarily what he's able to do at this moment.
Exactly. You're exactly right. I think his resume keeps him in the conversation of the top five quarterbacks.
Do you believe he can perform at the elite status this year, though, Michael?
With the team the way they are, I'm going to have to say no. I don't. You know, and I think it was Sparky or somebody earlier said, they were going to build this year the Aaron Rodgers comeback.
Yeah.
And then he was just going to go off the chart with everything.
Yeah, Rodgers Revenge Tour.
Yeah.
They're buying shirts. I don't think he's going to be off the chart. I really don't.
Michael, what size can we get you? A large? You sound like a fit individual on the telephone. Probably a large, maybe a medium for one of those Rodgers Revenge. Okay, sweet. Extra large. Michael, I'll keep it on reserve for you. Appreciate the call. Rodgers
Revenge Tour. What you going to get him if it don't happen? You going to get him something else?
He's got a really nice T-shirt that he can use at any time, right? I mean,
so,
either way.
So, Steve, what does Rodgers say? Play Aaron Rodgers for me. What does he say when he read this? What does he say to himself?
I think he chuckles and laughs. swears under his breath about Mike McCarthy for the last several years.
Mike McCarthy's gone. I don't think he'll bring that up.
You're saying if he's reading it by himself, he's sitting all by himself in a room and he's reading Pro Football Focus or he's reading that goofy thing that was on ABC and all that. Yeah. He sits and he laughs. He chuckles a little bit, right? Sheepishly kind of chuckles, like, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
And then probably F-bombs McCarthy under his breath a little bit. Says, we'll see what happens this year. And that's it. He turns it off, goes away, and just puts that in the back of his brain and uses it again for the Rodgers Revenge Tour 2019.
So when you say Rodgers Revenge Tour 2019, is that going off script from Matt LaFleur doing his own thing or within the offense?
I think he goes, well, he's Aaron Rodgers. He's going to go off script. You know that. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and be stupid and think he's going to listen to everything LaFleur says. No. But I think just everything, throws that he was missing the last couple of years, I don't think
he missed a lot of throws last year.
Yeah, he has. And we were all going,
that could have been about his
knee. Injury, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. And we were all saying it like, dude, what is going on with this dude? He's missing throws. He never misses. I think he gets back to making those throws again and starting to look like that guy he was a few years ago where he was just, you know, pinpointing everything, dropping balls in guys' breadbasket as they're running down the sidelines. He's going to start making those throws again.
I see the Rodgers Revenge Tour as taking revenge to people that were, like, attacking his character, attacking the fact of, like, he's changing the plays to be the super, like, he's changing the idea so everybody knows, this is my team. I'm taking this over. And then also, I mean, you saw it last year coming off of the collarbone injury. You were talking about the ball coming out of his hands as good as you've seen it.
Yeah.
And then he gets that taken away week one against Chicago. He leads the miracle comeback, and the season just isn't able to go as script. That's how I see it. Not necessarily like revenge, revolting against everything. But I get what you're saying. That's a good question. 414-799-1250. Is Aaron Rodgers still elite? 414-799-1250. Pro Football Focus. Maybe not leaning that way. What say you on Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the radio.com app. Wendy's Big Show back on The Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, C. Sparky Pfeiffer, and Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, member of the all-decade team in the 90s, here with you at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app right now. Go to 105.7FMTheFan.com. You can do it on your phone. Just go to 105.7FMTheFan.com. You already know your debit card information or your credit card information. You already do. Everybody shops online. So this is going to be the best $125 you're going to spend doing online shopping. You go to 105.7FMTheFan.com. You book your spot today for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakeries Fan Charity Golf Outing benefiting Give Kids the World. You take off for September 25th. You're going to be playing golf at the beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee with possibly somebody here from The Fan or another local celebrity. You're going to hang out. You're going to get fed by Perkins, Robert's Specialty Meats, and Sazz's. You're going to get a drink. You're going to get a shirt. And you're going to possibly be able to meet Leroy Butler. For all just $125. Go right now today. 1057FMTheFan.com. That is the best purchase you will make online. I will tell you right now, as somebody that is suffering through those online purchases and understanding that you have to read the entire description. 414-799-1250. Is Aaron Rodgers still elite? Let's go to Ken in West Bend. He felt the need to pick up a phone and call us. He's on the Wendy's Big Show. Hi, Ken.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good, Kenny.
I do believe that Rodgers has obviously all the smarts. He's one of the most elite quarterbacks in the game, but now he's just got to put it all together on the field for an entire season, and that's what everybody's waiting to see. And yes, there's been all kinds of issues with McCarthy and him and so on and so forth, but now this is a new regime that is coming and taking it over, and so now it's time for Aaron Rodgers to get out there and do his thing. Everybody knows, you know, you listen to people around the league, they can't give this guy enough praise. So with that being said, let's see what they got. We've got a good offensive core. You got great receivers, in my opinion, on this team. You've got some tremendous tight ends. We've got a running game now, or at least we hope we got a running game. And so if the defense even remotely becomes top 10 and Rodgers does his job, there's no reason. The sky's the limit for this team. So it's encouraging. I can't wait to see him get out on there on the field and against the Bears, and the Packers beat the Bears in game one here to open up the season down in Chicago. It's going to be pretty interesting. But, yeah, Rodgers still has it. No two ways about it. I'm just hoping that he brings it all to the field because we know he's a smart guy.
No doubt about it.
Putting it all together.
Appreciate it, Kenny.
Here's what people are going to say.
What are they going to say, Leroy?
The three people you name?
Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees.
they don't mix in if this happened, if that happened. They just said those guys play well, blah, 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 blah. Stick to just them individually.
Well, Breeze and Brady and Mahomes have all had the same coach the whole time. That helps.
Well, yeah.
This is going to be different for Rodgers for the first time.
We can't control the coaches. I mean, the guy above him fired. It ain't like Aaron got him fired. I mean,
no, but there'll be a transition, you would think.
Yeah, I mean.
Aaron didn't get him fired.
Well, you know what I mean? He don't have no control over the team or the who they put around him. He just had to play well. That's it. And that's what those guys do. Whether they got the same coach or not, they just play. That's why I'm sure they put them in that class. The other guys, which isn't bad, there's always ifs, ands, or buts. The defense got to be a top five defense. He need this, this. You need this. You need a tight end to do this. Just go play. If you're good, you're good. There's no asterisk for that. If you're an elite guy, you don't worry about it around you.
There aren't any qualifiers that you have to pass.
No, you're just good.
Okay.
You make everybody. If you're a good manager, wherever you work at, people are going to know. You don't need guys who are fantastic sellers from every market to prop you up. No, you get in there and you develop those great salesmen, and they go out and make more money for everybody. If you always need the number one guy from a different market to make you a better manager, how good are you? Or you just got good talent around you, and that can benefit.
Sure,
you can benefit from that. The Trent Dilfers, you know, the guys, all you do is just get the ball out of your hands, and that, like Steve said, you could take it to the house. But what if you don't have those guys? I mean, so should you just retire? No, you still play. And I wouldn't really care where I was rated if I'm Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't even read this and have no reaction. I get a chance to determine how good I am, not some article.
So you never checked out where they would rank you in safety?
I never cared about
safety.
That. No, I don't care nothing about that. Because I'm going to be different anyway. Because
sure.
other than Ryan Lott, right. Let me get on the soapbox for a minute.
Go, climb on up there, Roy.
There's no safety.
There you go.
Okay?
Climb on
ever
there,
covered the tight end's best, the office best tight end and back or third receiver. None of them. I did all that.
Except for until 36 came out of Florida State.
Hey, man, listen. They can say what they want. They can do John Lynch. They can do Troy Polamalu. They can Ed Reed. Ed Reed ain't covered nobody like me.
Mm-mm.
Nobody. Now, didn't make big plays, touchdowns, all those guys got better stats than me. All of them. But you talking about locking down a tight end or a back or a third receiver, I did that. I don't care about what they wrote and what they what they say. I already know what I did. That's how Aaron should be. I'm gonna make everybody better around me.
Ryan is in.
Can we make sure we got it on tape? We pull that. This joke ain't never said nothing by himself.
Well, I hate to do it. I do.
I don't know what got into him just now, baby. I've been in joke for 15 years. That joke ain't never came on. Steve, that joke ain't never came on radio talking about how who he covered and how he covered. And then throughout John Lynch's name.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
He never done that, Steve.
He walks away anytime we talk about
it. Yeah, he just walk out of the door.
What's up about you being in Pro Football Hall of Fame? Sounds good. I got to go to the mail office. I'll be back.
I'll be right back.
Walk around for 20 minutes.
It's nothing to do with it.
I got to go to Walmart. I got to go download some money for my cheering.
Aaron should let his play speak for us.
Ryan is in Burlington. He's up on the fan. Ryan, is Rodgers still an elite quarterback?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think it's really simple, actually. I think if we all big Packer fans, we all watched last year, we all knew that it was he had a bad year. He didn't look good. The offense looked disjointed. He had young receivers. He had injuries. Besides Devontae Adams, they had no dynamics on that offense. But 4,400 yards, 25 touchdowns, 2 picks on a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
He's elite. Teams would give up two number ones and a number three just to get that. And he had one of his worst years, 25 TDs, 2 picks, 4,400 yards. That's why he's elite. It's that simple. He had a bad year, and he still put up those numbers.
Thanks for the call. And that's the defense of, for me looking at it, it's hard for me not to believe that he's an elite quarterback because of what I've seen him do throughout his career in a Packers uniform, and what he laid out there, Ryan did, for the injury that he had last year and the injuries now that he's suffered. Gary, you mentioned the significant injuries. These aren't like hamstring pulls that he's nursing. He's now broken his collarbone twice. He's got a fracture in his leg and played 15 games on it. He's had multiple concussion issues, which you can say what you want about. Those are serious injuries as well. Mm-hmm. Like, he's suffered big-time injuries, whereas we always compare him to Tom Brady. Tom Brady's had one.
Right. And that's because of the nature of the way that Aaron Rodgers plays the quarterback positions. He always going to take chances. He's always going to hold on to the football. I mean, I think somebody came out maybe about a month or so ago, and they were asking him about, is Aaron Rodgers easy to sack? And one of the pass rushers says, yeah, he's one of the most easiest guys to sack in the NFL. Because you know he's never going to get rid of football on time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take the good with the bad with that. That's why he gets hit all the time.
On the radio.com app in Sacramento, Mike is dialing us up on the Wendy's Big Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Big Show. How's it going?
Hey, good. Mike. What's going on, bud?
Well, I just wanted to share my take on this. And
let's share it, Mike.
I think the organization, I think, tells you that they're concerned about the direction of Rodgers' career. They brought in a coach that's going to emphasize the running game, and they've invested heavily on the defense. I think the bottom line is more concern on his injury history now. And you need to protect him. And you do that by running the ball and playing defense.
No doubt about it. They've definitely increased those sides of the ball to change that mindset. So, Mike, are you expecting him to be able to perform to that level if the organization does take those into consideration and improve?
I expect him to win a Super Bowl if they do that. And my concern going into this season is the core of running backs. I just don't have a lot of confidence that they're going to be able to run the ball effectively with the backs that they have, especially given Aaron Jones' durability concerns. And what I would love to see happen, if the possibility develops, there's some tension down in Dallas between Jerry Jones and Ezekiel Elliott. Brown's got Odell Beckham for a 1, a 3, and a player. I'm just saying.
Yeah, could be. Mike, real quick, are you calling from Sacramento?
I am indeed, sir.
And how do you listen to us out there?
I usually listen to your podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the radio.com app. Yep.
Yeah.
Best way to do it.
And then how long have you been listening to this show, Mike?
Oh, forever, man.
Really? How'd you find
us? Time. How did I find you?
Yeah.
Oh, I found you on the internet, just doing a search of Wisconsin radio stations, and listened to a few stations and settled on you guys as my go-to for Packers.
There it is.
Well, we appreciate it, Mike. Thanks. Call Mike. Anytime.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's the beautiful thing about the radio.com. You take it anywhere, any place, anytime, anywhere. You can listen to us on 105.7 FM The Fan and 105.7fmthefan.com. William is in Mequon. He's up on The Fan. William, is Aaron Rodgers still elite?
No, absolutely not. He's got average stats. He's injured every other season. He's got a huge ego, a huge contract. They never should have given him that contract. They should have franchised him for a year or two. And then if he goes, he goes. But I don't see him as being elite at all.
Jeez. Ooh, William.
Appreciate the call, William.
There
he goes. William comes in with all of the smoke.
I this is something else I've realized over the course of time. When Brett Favre was a quarterback here, I don't remember nearly as many people. Not that they didn't like Brett, because it was frustration over the interceptions and people want Hasselbeck, Brunel. All he does is throw picks, whatever, right? With Rodgers, there seems to be some type of divide here, and I can't put my finger on what it is, but those people that are anti-Rodgers, boy, are dug in and are not moving on the anti-Rodgers camp. I mean, they are not moving off of their line, no matter what is told to them, and they rally to topics like this that we're doing on the air right now, thanks to Pro Football Focus. I don't remember this before with Brett where it was this staunch. It was always with Brett, too many picks. Okay, I get why people were mad at Brett for that. With this, I can't put my finger on it with Aaron Rodgers. Like, what has everybody so angry
about
this?
It's not like the Mark Murphy where we can just point to, like, it's obvious people just don't like him.
Mark Murphy of the Packers?
Yeah.
Well, they just don't like how he sleds down a hill.
That's weird, because that looks like a very, very fun hill to sled down, especially when you're there after
His
hours.
His feet were too high.
We have Trav and Brown Deer before we bring this back at 5 for Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Trav, good, brother.
Hey, you know how we talked about Friday with the, or Thursday with the back?
Right, yeah. With Aaron Rodgers' back tightness, right.
Right, hey. So Monday morning, I come out to the garage to lace my boots up, right? And I froze up.
No way. Locked up on you, huh?
Yeah. I'm out for 2 weeks now.
Oh, man. Well,
so what did you go to the doctor, Trav?
Of course, yeah. So I had to get my paperwork for, you know, short-term disability. I can return on a third. But it was just like that, though. I mean, but Aaron Rodgers is elite. I mean, but, yeah, I think he's going to be mediocre. They don't have the time to practice with the receivers. And, yeah. Go ahead.
Trav, did they give you any medication, buddy, or?
Oh, yeah, but they wanted to shoot me up with Novocaine. They're like, we'll take the pain away. I looked at that needle.
No, that needle.
That's what I said. I said, that looked worse than what I'm in, and I'm feeling pain. So
Trav, did they give you any medication then? Or?
Why are we risking this?
Yeah, just, you know, the anti-inflammatory, not ibuprofen, a little stronger, but yeah.
Anti-inflammatory? So. Okay.
And the Vicodins, but yeah, I don't think
don't drink with those though, you know,
or drive.
Right. So yeah, just actually, my mama had to come down here because the wife's at work, so I could.
That's so nice of her. Yeah, that is nice of her. So she's listening to us as well.
Thank you, mom.
All right.
Hey, one second.
Here. One more.
Go ahead. Hey, man, one of these days you got to have your wife call in the big show. Yeah, I think we need to talk to your wife one of these days on the big show. And talk to your better. We got to talk to your better half.
Yeah, the better half.
Okay,
for sure.
Well, she's the doctor, so
perfect.
Hey, she's a psychology doctor. She's like,
that makes sense.
I don't know
me.
Why guys run around and hit each other. So
yeah, that makes sense.
So can you let him go?
Yeah,
wrap him up. Wrap him up.
I just want to know if we can get her to call in. I like that, Steve, and we can get his wife.
She'll call in.
Steve, that was funny.
What he says, she's psychologist. What she says
makes sense.
Psychology.
So understand
doctor.
How y'all run around and tackle doctor. Each other
yeah. And the inflammatory.
We love that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I love Trav, man. That's like, he's like kind of one of our best callers.
So Garrett throws his back out cutting a sandwich.
It definitely happens.
That happens a lot.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Whole cast of characters here until 6 o'clock on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.